Going to a parade. Here's how it probably happened. On one side of town, the soldiers came marching in. The people, many, most, if not perhaps all of them, either paid to show up or threatened into being there, lined the streets and cheered wildly as the soldiers marched with authority. They were the heroes. They were the conquerors. They brought a violent peace to all who lived in the lands they occupied. They came to town on war horses. Everyone at this parade had better cheer or risk prison, injury, or death. On the other side of town, there was another scene. Less people were gathered, but still a large crowd. These were the rebels. Perhaps they were gathering for their annual anti-Roman authority parade parody. Perhaps this was a new event, dreamed up by someone who really wanted to cause himself trouble. Jesus came into town not on a war horse, but on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And here's that part. Have you ever caught that in Matthew it says that Jesus came with two animals? It's a donkey and a colt. And while risking the anger of somebody who reads the Bible literally, this is a mistake. Matthew didn't quite get the prophecy and thought that it had to be a donkey and a colt. The prophecy really says in Zechariah 9:9 that he came on a donkey, yea, the colt of a donkey. So it's like not only just a donkey, but the colt, not the donkey and the colt. So the writer of Matthew wanted to make sure that this was literally done this way. In all the other Gospels, the Palm Sunday reading is just Jesus comes to town on the colt of a donkey. But anyway, Jesus came to town on a donkey colt. He was peaceful, he was kind, and seemed to bring not a hero's violent peace, but rather something real. The people shouted, spread cloaks and branches on the road, and praised the one riding into the other side of town. And people were confused. This wasn't the same parade where Pilate and the soldiers marched in. This was not a crowd of power. This was not a parade of power. Many wondered why everyone was cheering. They cheered and also asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds around Jesus said that he was the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And this begins Holy Week. This begins the week leading up to Jesus' death. And I think that a whole bunch of people had no idea what they just saw when Jesus rode into town on the other side of town. It's because they asked, "Who is this?" You could also say it's because within a week, Jesus was being crucified, and some probably rightly like to say that the same people who waved palm branches then called for his crucifixion. But, you know, if we have the two sides of town going on there, the people that were cheering on Pilate and the soldiers probably called for Jesus' crucifixion, and the rebels, the anti-people, were just floored, didn't know. But there were surely people at this gathering where Jesus was, who didn't get it. They were just like, "Oh, let's go to a parade, and why are we cheering for this guy during our annual mocking parade, risking our own lives anyway, and he seems so serious. We're making a mockery of this. We've got everyone who is exactly the opposite of powerful here. The poor are marching, the outcasts are marching, and who is this dude on the donkey?" People don't seem to be at their mocking best when he comes by. It seems as though they're really cheering him. It seems as though he's more than a parody. Who is this that is upsetting our festival of the losers? Is he a spy from the other side? Is he the biggest loser of them all? Who is this? That might be how some people were thinking. Some people who caught wind of what was happening on the other side of town, who were in the pilot parade, may have said, someone should round up every last one of them and put them in prison. They don't belong here. They're a drain on society. I'd be surprised if any of them are even from Jerusalem at all. They probably sneaked into town and they're making a mockery of the way we do things. We need to show them who's in charge. We need to do what we do because we have the power. And who is this one that seems to be getting all the attention? The one on the donkey seems to be getting the most cheers. They're welcoming him as they should be welcoming the soldiers. How dare he come into town as a hero of peace? The Romans are the heroes of peace. How dare he try to legitimize the mockery that the others are involved in? Who is this? He is going to be trouble. We need to stop this before it gets worse. And then others, wherever they may have been, may have added, that one on the donkey, he's riding as if he was some kind of promised Messiah. The religious leaders have not approved of any messiahs coming to town. This is going to cause more trouble than we can handle. We have to have a plan to repudiate him right now. We have to work with the Romans so that we can keep this religious liberty, what little religious liberty we have, in place. Who is this? This Jesus must go. So Jesus rode into town. Different reactions from people. We remember the celebration. But there were different emotions going on. There were different celebrations going on. This all led up to Jesus being crucified. And you know, today, I think that we still ask, who is this of Jesus? Is Jesus still the anti-hero? The one who comes not in power and authority, but with peace and humility? Or have we decided that Jesus is here to wag an accusing finger at the outcast? How dare you challenge the authority of things that are? Is Jesus still the dangerous one who challenges the status quo? Is he the one who brings more trouble than the church can handle? Because he certainly brought more trouble than the church could handle then. Or perhaps we have decided to tame Jesus into the one who reminds us not to use foul language, not to run in church, and never to question the religious right. And so begins Holy Week. Jesus. Who is this? Amen.